It's been painted brown. It used to be kind of public art space. And well, before we hear about your plans, I'm going to go to a woman called Lisa Furness.
Sure, of course.
And Lisa was one of the people who used to curate this public art space. So she's a bit disappointed that it's now all been closed. You know, she can't put all that artwork up there anymore. And it's been closed. So let's have a listen to her take on this now.
Somehow, people have got confused about the difference between street art in a neighbourhood and free expression in a neighbourhood and violence and drug abuse that might be occurring. So there has recently been a rise, or a reported rise, of violence and drug abuse in the Bear Pit, which I would argue is due to a rise of homelessness, the spice epidemic, the massive cuts to social services, and the massive cuts to the police force. But some people seem to have found it easier to say that it's because the People's Republic encourages street art and political expression in the Bear Pit. So as a quick fix, we've been generally kicked out of the space. The whole of the centre of the Bear Pit has been reclaimed and painted brown by Bristol Waste, really as an incitement to taggers. I don't think you can walk through there at any time without seeing brand new tags that have turned up in the last 5 minutes. Just before the bank holiday, on the Friday before the bank holiday, they demolished the Cube, which PRSC have been curating for several years as the only non-commercial billboard in the city centre that discussed political
ideas. I find it quite interesting that the council picked that to take away, because that is, the like you say, the only non-commercial billboard.
And we are genuinely shocked about this removal of the freedom of expression from the Bear Pit and what this says about the priorities that the city has generally. Basically, we've been evicted. And the question is, does the populace of Bristol want a free, open, creative space that anybody's allowed to get involved with, or would they prefer everything to be locked behind closed doors?
Now,
and
you know what?
Money?
I wonder if it's got anything to do with the stuff that was actually in the national news back in the Remembrance Days Sunday last year in 2017, where we had Mark Weston, who's the leader of the Conservatives on Bristol City Council, objecting to one of the bits of art about the First World War.
Yeah, so believe it or not, that mural and that full exhibition in the Bear Pit was produced as part of a workshop that was being that myself and a couple of other members of PRSC ran in partnership with Creative Youth Network and Journey to Justice, celebrating the lives of activists and important political leaders who've been overlooked by history but who've made an important impact onto Bristol. Now, the words themselves were actually a direct quote from Walter Ailes, who was Bristol MP and pacifist and a campaigner on a lot of different rights for a long time. The quote was taken from his testimony while he was being court-martialed for being a conscientious objector, and it was his explanation, his own words, explaining why he was refusing to fight. For this text to have been declared to be offensive because it was the centenary of the war in which so many people died and in which so many people who were conscientious objectors genuinely had the opportunity to stand up and say, this is the moral stance that I'm going to take and these are why these things are wrong. I think debates about the right and wrongs of mass warfare have probably raged quite strongly since that point. And we were there and we put it out, and it was absolutely shocking when it was removed. I would never have anticipated that for a moment.
I wonder
that
whether,
would have been considered worthy
whether
of
maybe
censorship.
It didn't go down too well with the Bristol establishment.
Yeah, and I mean, I can see why no one likes to read things that they don't agree with, but whether that should give you the right to remove the message.
Mm. Well, that's Lisa Furness, who is curating that bit of public art space for People's Republic of Stokes Croft. Asher, it might have been actually kind of conflating two different stories there. One is this one from last year with the piece of artwork that was taken down. I mean, what was said on it was he described Walter Ailes, the former MP, Bristol MP and conscientious objector, described the slaughter in the trenches of the Great War as a cold-blooded murder and crimes against God and man to maintain the honour and glory of the British Empire. Quite an important little statement to make, and it's quite nice, isn't it, to for any artists in the city to know that there is that public space, but there isn't at the moment.
Okay, so let me just clarify something. Okay, so taking back control of the Bear Pit, we agreed that the tunnels, the walkways, they would continue. The graffiti artists are free to continue to put up their artwork, etc. There.
This so, is in the underpasses. Yeah.
Yeah. We took a decision because it's not just about a graffiti. Because the problem with the graffiti is that what we have, it's those people who do that tagging. You know. I've looked at it. You know, people have no respect for some of the graffiti that is there, and I have nothing. You know, I have all respect for the graffiti artists. You walk through the tunnels, it's really dark. People have even kind of graffitied on the lighting, etc. So we have to, you know, we have to improve the security and the lighting in that area. In terms of painting out the space, we did it again because there was lots of tagging. There's no real murals on the walls that are there. But I have now had a conversation with a few individuals, and two of the walls within the Bear Pit will be painted with murals. We're having the Broadmead Improvement District Board are going to be talking to local graffiti artists to do one wall, and the other wall we're going to have a conversation with stakeholders. I've asked officers to liaise with the local councillors and other key stakeholders
so
to agree
bit by bit.
What
you're saying. It's bit by bit. It's coming back.
I'm not saying no, it won't be totally coming. not totally. Well. Like I said, I have nothing against murals whatsoever, or the graffiti. It's how people have no respect for it by all this endless tagging. I was in Miami a few weeks ago, and I went to the Wynwood district. Look it up, Wynwood, and it's like a business improvement district area, but it's completely and totally dedicated to arts, culture, kind of graffiti. And I wouldn't necessarily say that is the right space.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll put a link up to that on our show page at thisweek.org.uk. So if you go to thisweek.org.uk tonight. I'll put a link up to that so you can see some pictures of this place.
Wynwood District in Miami. Absolutely amazing. And I think, you know, in terms of, you know, we had Upfest at the weekend. I'd like to see kind of us have a dedicated area in the city. And, you know, Upfest is in Bedminster. And I think we can kind of build on that and look at how we can enhance and kind of bring new businesses, new life into the area, which is what they've done with Wynwood.
There's some pretty amazing artist impressions.
There are amazing, yeah.
But what about what Lisa was saying there about conflating this whole thing of drug abuse with street art?
Don't conflate the two. I'm not even going. The street art and the problems that are going on are two completely different things. And we can't ignore the fact that people are openly taking drugs in the middle of the day, you know, kind of injecting themselves. We've got the spice epidemic. We've had a death there. Prior to the decision that we took, you know, there was a lot of kind of intimidation going on between street people and some of the traders that were there. And, you know, we couldn't continue to ignore that. So we are going to be putting up... we're looking at putting up some CCTV in the middle of again to keep it safe. So traders have slowly started to come back into that space.
None of that stops the street art being curated by the people who were doing it before, does it?
Well, I like I said, I don't.
And they were pretty good.
I've always said I haven't got an issue with some of the street art that is in the Bear Pit. And as I said, we have designated spaces in the Bear Pit that art can continue.
There's been all sorts of little things going on, like the removal of the plaque. There was a plaque put up, brass plaque, to a guy called Punk Paul.
I don't know what happened there. I think it during. I understand that was during the cleanup. I don't know where the plaque is. I have no idea. I don't know who took it down. It was obviously taken down during the cleanup where we had loads of volunteers that were there.
Probably.
Possibly.
But there's also this thing called the Cube, which apparently £2,500 of public money went into that, but Bristol Waste turned up and just took it down. I mean, there were calls to the police saying that this was criminal damage.
No, it wasn't criminal damage. It was taken down. It never had planning permission in none of the sculptures that are there. If you don't have planning permission for something,
the council has to put an enforcement notice and they have to go through a process and then they can take it down. They can't just turn up and knock something down. Otherwise, that's criminal damage.
Well, I don't know. Take me to court.
Well, the planning system does that. You know.
Well, I'm not a planner, so I don't know the ins and outs of the law.
The advertising hoarding, we're going to be doing some more stuff about this next week with Adblock, a campaign in the city.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's the only place where you've got individual artists who have got a space where it's like a kind of normal big advertising hoarding, but lots of people see it. The campaigns that were running there before the Cube was taken down was, for example, if we bailed out the banks, we can afford the NHS. Join the fight, your NHS needs you. Hope is the fuel of progress and fear is the prison in which you put yourself. That's a quote from Tony Benn. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, more importantly...
Yeah, but there was some other stuff that were there that were kind of, like, disrespecting...
Certainly. They were quite poking fun at the council.
Yeah, I remember my partner driving around and he said, oh, have you seen this? And he said, how can you allow people to
Well, it's called, right, that it's kind called of, free speech. That's
well, well, exactly. And it's really interesting that, you know, on the one hand, everybody says, oh, you can't have advertising in the city. But allow us to have our own advertising
just
space.
Just before the Cube was taken down, there was a Friends of the Earth campaign up there where they said, warning, you're now entering dangerous and illegal air pollution. 297 deaths per year associated with air pollution in Bristol.
Yeah.
So, I mean, is that right? Is the air pollution in Bristol illegal?
The air pollution in most cities is over the illegal limit. But you know, as you know, we're currently consulting on a new air quality zoning of the city centre and surrounding areas to try and reduce the amount of pollution coming into the city through diesel and other. Fuels.
So do you think Bristol artists should have the right to criticise the council?
Sorry?
Do you think Bristol
anybody has the right to criticise the council? Everyone has a right. You can write in, you can send a letter, you can come to council and make a statement. You know, there are ways in which you can do that.
Martin, this is a public space. Slowly but surely, the artists are starting to return. But obviously, the main problem here seems to be that problems with drug abuse and homelessness seem to have been used to really completely change the way that an area of public art is being used. And actually, you know, this was recognised around the world as quite an important site. And obviously, by the national press, when it came to taking down this Water Ales poster last year.
Well, I remember I was involved in the Speaker's Corner events, which we had down there with the Civic Trust before it was changed. And it's always been a problem down there. I mean, it basically used to be a no-go area for, you know, standard folks before this all came in.
To some extent.
But, I mean, I think that's the problem is that you've got a problem with homelessness.
Yes, exactly. And you know that we are working really hard to try and address that.
When we had the event down there some years ago now, one of the speakers who got up to speak was from the Seventh-day Adventist Church up the road, and she'd been doing lots of work with the street people down there. And she said, if we're going to improve this area, we've also got to recognise that these people have to go somewhere. And they've got to be included in
Any plan that we make. I have
and I think that was the that was the tension of always trying to do this, is to try and improve it, get traders in there, art in there, but you're not kind of clear the homeless out completely either.
No.
They've got to be allowed to have a space. If they're not going to go there, they're going to go somewhere else.
No, so
there's got to be give and take on all sides to try and make it work. And, you know, let's hope another solution can be found.
Well,
a usable space instead of just a no-go zone.
Well, I think there, you know, in terms of the medium to long-term future, you know, I'm waiting on the outcome of the consultation to the city centre framework, which incorporated the Bear Pit as part of that consultation. There are, you know, kind of proposals for, you know, the site. Some people have already seen the traders that were there had put forward a proposal around the circle, but you know, it's just one of hopefully many proposals. And one of the things that I really want to do is I want to talk to the people of Bristol and ask the people of Bristol what you want to do with what is you know, it's a key site, it's the gateway to the city. You know, you come north, south, east and west, you pass through, you have to pass that site. So, you know, and you and think about the people who live, you know, you've got the hotel, the people in the in the who live in the housing block immediately over the Bear Pit. You know, everyone has something to say. And equally, as people say they want that, they want to retain the space for X, there are maybe double the amount of people who want us to do something different with that space.
Got to ask you about Brexit.